listening to the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. This is your host, Mayor Ron Morrell Jr. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to episode 7 of the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. One thing I find very, blessed to say, it shows my stats, and I have listeners from all over the state, all over the United States, and all over the world. So thank you so much for tuning in. But today, I have a special guest with me, the one and only city council president, and as we learned, he was multi-talented. He maybe will share some of that with you today. City council president, Nick McKinley.
Thank you so much, Mayor, for having me on. It's a pleasure. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks for coming on, man. This was great. So this episode is entitled Council with Integrity. So Council President Nick McKinley. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Mayor. So my name is Nick McKinley. I have been on the city council now 4 months. I'm married and I have 6 wonderful children. And I'm heavily involved in town. I love Marion. On the side, I DJ weddings. I also own a insurance business here in Marion. And I could go on and on, all the things I love to do. But basically, I just love serving my community. That's the long and short of who I am.
And one thing I appreciate about you is you are multi-talented and you are a businessman, and we share in that aspect. So it's really cool to have two people who are in the business space, you know, leading our local government. So I'm really super, very, very thankful for that. Your journey, I know public service means a lot to you. So walk the audience along your journey and what led you into public service and ultimately what led you here to be city council president.
That's a great question. I'll try and keep it short. I know your podcast is shorter. Really, it all started when I was a young child. My mom got me into Cub Scouts, and I stuck with Cub Scouts all the way through Boy Scouts, and so I'm an Eagle Scout. And so a lot of what you learn as a Boy Scout and becoming an Eagle Scout is just service to others and service to your community. So that's really where it all started, and then it's just been ingrained in me my entire life. Even when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, I started volunteering places, and it just stuck with me. And part of the reason I was a police officer previously for about 10 years. And so I just really loved serving the public. And that's part of my journey of what led me to running for city council.
What inspired you to want to be a part of city council or run for city council?
Well, you know, previously, before I decided to run, I was already involved in so many different organizations around the community. Just that desire to serve and connect. I love people. I love to hear people's stories. And I was just really involved. I listened to a lot of people. I heard a lot of different opinions and realized it just was an evolution of, like, you know, I already hear a lot of the things that are going on in the community. I have ideas, I have solutions, and that was part of that evolution to go, you know, maybe I can take this and put it to even more use by serving on the city council.
Service is great, and so far you've been doing an amazing job, and it's been a pleasure to work with. So on this podcast, what I like to do is highlight local government, because, I mean, from what many people may not know, many don't know how local government works. So I try to highlight and try to share the relationship in local government. So we'll do this question in like twofold. What is the role of the city council? And then more specifically to you, what is the role of the city council president?
So the city council is the legislative and fiduciary body for the city of Marion. And a lot of people don't understand that, or they don't realize the separations. But what I find is a lot of people understand maybe more how the national government works. So I try and compare it as best I can. So you see a lot of things on the news between the president, whether it's, you know, 10 years ago or now, it's between the president and Congress, right? And so that's kind of the way the local government works, is the mayor serves like as the president. And the city council is like almost like the Congress, right? Two separately elected bodies. The council, we have to approve all the spending. And we also are the ones that enact ordinances, which is the legislative laws of the city of Marion. So It's just people need to understand we are held to two different accounts. So we're separately elected, but we have to find a way to work together.
Yeah. So now, as the city council president, what are some of the, I guess the best word would be some of the different responsibilities or powers or things that are underneath the city council president's role?
So first and foremost, the city council president is a representative of the entire council. So it's really important that you represent your council very well and with professionalism and integrity. But the president assumes some roles initially, you know, at the beginning of the year. The president assigns other council members to committees or liaisons positions. But the council president is kind of like that lead person that gets pulled into meetings or they also handle setting the agenda for every council meeting, running the council meeting, and then just handling things with other council members. For me, one of my big goals is to stay connected with all the council members. I give all of them, you know, their time to talk, and they're all equally elected, and so they all equally need to be treated the same way. So it's just trying to keep that peace, but also working with you as the mayor, kind of being that lead task force. So if you've got something, generally you want to come to me and kind of run it by me, and then we bring it to the whole council.
Yeah, and man, so that relationship is important, really, to segue into that. So the relationship between the mayor and the city council is very important, but the relationship between the mayor and the city council president is, I mean, just as important, but has a little bit more importance to it, because there's some things that, you know, the city council president can do. Like, for those listening, I submit agenda items, and, you know, the city council president controls the agenda. So at any point in time, they could just, Councilman McKinley has the right and his power to remove my items off the city council agenda, right? But there are that same. I have to say, the relationship between the city council and the administration and mayor's office is of the topmost importance. So, what are some of the things that you do or that you've seen done that you think help the relationship between the mayor's office and the city council?
We just constantly need to have dialogue. We need to connect. You also have to always remember this isn't about me as Nick McKinley, more as my position as council president. You can't take things personal, can't get hard feelings. At the end of the day, we're doing the business of the people of Marion. I never forget, you know, who elected me, and even those that didn't vote for me, it doesn't matter. I want what's best for our city. That is probably the number one thing, circling back to one of your last questions of why I ran, is I want to see that excellence in Marion. I want to see things move forward. And so it's just really, really important to never forget why you're sitting in that chair, so to speak, and to not make it about what I just want. It's listening, hearing. I hear a lot of people from community. You know, I've even talked to you and said, hey, I've been hearing this, and I relate to you. And so we're constantly engaging, having dialogue. That conversation can change over time. But really, it's just communicating and listening is really important.
Yeah, man, that communication, I think, obviously, when this podcast is being recorded, we're just actually beginning the second quarter of this administration and Councilman McKinley's time serving as on the city council. But thus far, what I've realized is that the communication in local government on every aspect is, I mean, I would say the communication and relationships are the two most important things in all of this, right? So I can have all the greatest ideas, Councilman McKinley can have all the greatest ideas, but if there's no communication around these visions and what we want to happen in the city, then none of it will ever come true. So the relationship that we have with the citizens, first and foremost, who elected us, but then now that we're serving with ourselves and the rest of the city council, and so far it's been great and it's been top notch. And I think that is some of the key to the rapid success that we've seen so far. So in your time, so again, if people don't know, city council here in Marion is 4 years. What are some things that you would like to see done while you're serving on the city council?
So yeah, that, there's a lot of things that I would like to see done. Now, I will say that there's a lot of things that you've proposed that I agree with and want to do as well. But to kind of add on to some of the things that you've already proposed, you know, there's just a lot of, we talk about the B word, right? Blight. But it's just, it's narrowing that down, right? There's a lot of dead trees in the right-of-ways. Really want to look at restarting the tree board. You know, if you look at a lot of nice communities and you drive around the street, you may not really actually realize this, but the trees are in good condition and they're trimmed up and they look nice. It's that streetscape. So, you know, we can pave our roads all day long, but until we start looking at to the edge of the asphalt and beyond, you know, they're not going to look any nicer. So just focusing on those streetscapes, you know, even painting the curbs, right? When's the last time we started painting curbs and the corners, right? And that fresh paint look. So a lot of those streetscapes. One of the things that I'm looking at and I've talked to the mayor about is, you know, I think there's a huge need for a new skate park in Marion. So I've been engaging with different parties about looking at, you know, bring a skate park and finding some grants and funding for that. But also just, you know, looking, reviewing all of the municipal code. I'm currently right now just looking at the city council portion of the municipal code, and there's a lot of things that need updated and tweaked. I mean, if you look at the municipal code, it still says that things need to be mailed out. Well, we email everything now. And so just updating things to 2024.
And so for my listeners, so for people who might not be familiar with local government, what's when you say municipal code, what are you talking about?
Yeah, sure. They're the laws of the city of Marion. And so, you know, whether you can, you know, put a certain type of tree in the right-of-way, or it sets certain standards for the types of roof you can put on your house. There's a lot of your municipal code. It's basically the laws that we have enacted in Marion since the beginning that kind of control what we can and can't do. Now, we have state laws and federal laws, but people don't realize a lot of what those local laws affect. So even your speed limits, you know, if it's not a state highway or a federal highway coming through Marion, it's on the city to determine the speed limit. So, yeah. Just all those things come through the council.
Yep, that's great information to have, you know, because there's a difference between obviously federal law, state law, which obviously ends up trumping everything. But then we have some local law that in some time may be more restrictive than some of the other state and federal laws. Yeah. So, yeah, that's another role I left the city council that that I don't know a lot of people are aware of, is that the ability to be able to, this can really just take the mayor out of it, the ability for the city council in and of itself to create ordinances and laws on its own.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, the mayor still has to sign off on those. You do have veto power. now, we can override the veto, so that's where we do have to work together. But, you know, one thing I really wanted to mention was just, you know, the accessibility and transparency for the council. You know, my second meeting as council president, you know, I started immediately streaming meetings. We created a Marion City Council or Marion Common Council YouTube page. And so you can now watch and the meetings live. And then when they're done, they're uploaded and they're there for access 24/7. So we're currently, I'm streaming those through my iPad with, you know, some Bluetooth mics that, you know, out of my pocket. I already had all of that, but we're currently going through the process of finding a nice permanent solution. So our council meetings look really streamed and professional. But you know, I want people to be more accessible. Like, you know, most people don't know what the council does or have no clue. Most people focus in on the mayor.
Yeah.
But it is really important for them to know what the council does, because we're representing them as well, and they have a voice through us. So, yeah, I just want more people to know what's going on, and, you know, in their own time, they can sit and watch the council meetings and understand, oh, I didn't realize that they could do that. So that's a huge focus. We're trying to finish that up. But you know, just kind of having a kind of a vision, mission, values type of thing on the council. You know, I have my own for my business, and I thought, you know, we need to develop something for our council and, kind of have more of a focus on where we're moving.
That's all great. With the to go back into the mission, vision, values, if you were to, you don't have to give your whole spiel of the statement today, but what would you say the mission of the city council is?
Oh, put me on the spot on this one. I haven't started those yet. But
that's okay.
But no, it's okay. The mission of the city council, you know, there's the core responsibilities, right? And so we've kind of already talked about that. But for me, the mission of the city council, it's not complicated. You know, essentially it boils down to getting the work done that the people want done, right? Mm-hmm. The vision's more of a long-term thing, but a mission, it's more of a short-term. It's communicating, listening, and being effective city government, right? And so taking those things that people want and that voted us in for and turning those into actionable items, taking that action and getting things done. You know, we could sit and talk all day. You know, what did people say? Oh, politicians just talk. You know, I'm a doer. I'm a mover. Yeah. I'm a force. And so the mission is to really just take those ideas, actionable items, and turn them into results.
Yeah. So my last question to kind of wrap this up, the title of this episode is Council with Integrity. So when you hear that phrase, Council with Integrity, what does that make you think of?
Doing the right thing all the time, even when no one is looking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's been instilled in me since I was a young child, being in Boy Scouts and through my parents. It's just simply doing the right thing. And what is the right thing, right? You know, that could be objectionable to some people. You know, right decisions on how we spend money could be objectionable. But really, integrity is keeping your core values, honesty, accessibility, listening, and not taking things personal. But, you know, the integrity of the city council is very, very important, because if you don't have integrity, you don't have trust. And if you don't have trust, what do you have? And so I take it very, very seriously. It's doing the right thing, even when it's not always popular, right?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I can take the heat if somebody doesn't like it, but as long as I know I can go to sleep at night and knowing, okay, I was honest, truthful, I still have my integrity, that's, you know, the chips fall sometimes where they fall. And that's really, really important for us as a whole on the council, and also for myself, is to keep that integrity.
Yes, and then that is a perfect place to land. Thank you so much to Councilman and Council President Nick McKinley for coming in for episode 7 today. I'm sure I'll have you back along this journey, because the importance of this relationship is vital. So thank you all so much for listening to the Memorial Speaks podcast. You can follow us on any of the social media accounts. And the podcast is available on every major streaming platform, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and every other major outlet. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in for more episodes.